Now,
the rest of the story. Was there ever, any time, anywhere, a more notorious male chauvinist? His name was Isaac Merritt. He has been dead more than 100 years, yet the vivid accounts of his exploits have survived that century, and today we regard his infinite rakishness with wonder and disbelief. Isaac's infamous attitude toward women was dramatized by his overt misbehavior. He romanced them and discarded them. He humiliated, terrorized, even physically abused them. And when he died, he left a wife, an ex-wife, 3 mistresses, 22 of the 24 children he sired. Only 8 of those were legitimate. You might ask why such a wastrel is remembered at all. Well, there's a reason. History books remember him as a Casanova, a Don Juan of the Mozartian sense, a rebel unscrupulously at war with every convention, an amoral, energetic hooligan. That is the dubious legacy of Isaac Merritt. Today, we might just call him the ultimate male chauvinist. Now, let me explain. Isaac was the product of a broken home, struck out on his own at the age of 12, held a number of jobs, including that of a carnival pitchman, and yet his most passionate ambition was to perform on the legitimate stage. I should explain that Isaac was barely literate. His friends suspected he had never spent a day in school. But here was this brash young man with an inexplicable yet unquenchable thirst for Shakespearean drama. Well, somehow he made it into a traveling theater troupe. The life of an actor in those days suited Isaac perfectly. He caroused with young actresses, bedazzled innumerable small-town girls. He was to continue these activities for a great many of his adult years. Hot-tempered and arrogant, incessantly profane, such qualities were expected of thespians back then. To Isaac, they not only came naturally, but carried over into his habits of romance. An account of Isaac's unlovely love life, replete with names and dates and events and ramifications, would occupy most of an hour in retelling. Amid the confusion of wives and longtime mistresses and fleeting affairs and illegitimate offspring, little sense may be derived. Each excerpt is as incredible as the next. For example, there was one period during which Isaac headed 3 households simultaneously. 3 in New York City alone. 3 households under 3 different names. While his first and legal family lived nearby on Long Island. To Isaac, women were play toys whose sole purpose on earth was to amuse men. His scorn for them otherwise frequently manifested itself in psychological torment and even physical abuse. And yet when we speak of Isaac today, few recall his lifelong ill treatment of women and remember instead the one thing he did to lighten the burden of women everywhere. For you see, Isaac eventually gave up acting and turned to an endeavor at which he was genuinely talented, mechanical design. And so this itinerant thespian, who treated women like trash, this hostile Casanova who shocked an entire generation with his cruel antics, the ultimate male chauvinist, was also the inventive genius who perfected the sewing machine. Isaac Merritt Singer. And now you know the rest of the story.